Hello, BTN News listeners. If you wish to continue enjoying the news show, please visit britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions to make your contribution today to keep the news show on the air. And thank you so much for your support. Hello, news listeners. Welcome to your Monday edition of the BTN News Show. Hope you had a great weekend. It is the 16th of August, 2021. We have the best technology news that did happen over the weekend, and it's coming at you right now in about 5 minutes. Microsoft has acknowledged there's another, yes, another zero-day vulnerability. And here's the one you're going to love. There's no fix for it. At least not yet. Yes, it's a security bug, a remote code extension vulnerability, which, by the way, is being tracked as CVE-2021-36958. You know, for all you geeks out there that just need to know the actual details. Oh, and speaking of details, this security flaw is actually relating to the Windows print spooler. Yep, this is a bug that just keeps on giving. Now, Microsoft says a remote code execution vulnerability exists within the Microsoft print spooler service. And an attacker who actually successfully exploits this vulnerability could run code within system privileges. An attacker then could install programs, view, change, or delete data, or create new accounts with full user rights. And yet, let's remind you again, there's no fix for this yet. There is a slight workaround, however, though, and it's lovely step-by-step instructions to do this. Microsoft has all the details over their website if you feel like digging into code. But hopefully, for the majority of the people out there that know nothing about coding, a fix will be coming soon. Well, Apple had to head to the bank over the weekend and withdraw about $300 million. This all has to do with that LTE patent dispute. Yes, a Texas jury has determined that Apple must pay patent Optus $300 million for allegedly violating patents covering LTE cellular service. This, of course, would be in devices such as the iPhone and the iPad. Now, if Optus sounds familiar, a jury actually awarded them $506 million in 2020. So yeah, Optus ain't doing too bad when it comes to going to trial and winning. They're actually hoping their luck will stay with them, as it's also chasing Apple in the UK, where they're hoping to set a global royalty rate that could get them an extra $7 billion in their bank. Now, of course, this ain't over. Apple will fight back. Apple's exact words were they will keep resisting Optus' efforts to obtain unreasonable payments for patents. HBO Max users, don't you just love that app on your smart TV? Yeah, it sucks, doesn't it? Well, at least HBO is aware of this. Yes, apps on smart devices like your Android box or Apple TV or your smart TV, yeah, they do a lot of crashing. And that's actually putting it on the mild side. WarnerMedia, though, the people that own HBO, are completely aware of everybody's headaches with the apps. And according to WarnerMedia, at least an anonymous individual over there, the HBO Max team will get together and they're going to replace all of its smart TV apps. Brand new versions coming soon. How soon? Well, we're hearing 4 to 5 months. For most of us, that ain't soon enough. Now, if you're on Roku or PlayStation, well, those apps will actually be the first to get the overhaul. Apple TV will come second. Then for Android users, mobile, and web viewers, you're gonna have to wait till 2022. Yay. And finally, most of you are probably aware of the Matter Smart Home Networking Standard, you know, from Amazon, Apple, and Google. You know, they're all loving each other, saying, okay, we need to do this so everything just lives in harmony. Well, harmony ain't going to come anytime this year. Looks like we're going to have to wait a little bit longer for the Matter Smart Home Standard to actually take effect. Yes, the Connectivity Standards Alliance has delayed Matter's rollout from late this year until sometime in 2022. Don't like that word, do you? Sometime. Apparently, all members need a little bit more time to ensure the development kit and other tools can actually match the expectations of what the market is. At least this is according to Connectivity Standards Alliance. Now, they do promise a rough version of Matter specification, but by no means will it be ready for you and I to use. The kit, on the other hand, along with the first device certifications and formal certification program, they're going to take a little bit longer than that. Hence, that's probably why we're hearing the sometime in 2022. Have you got a story and no one else is listening? Well, we'd love to hear from you. Send it our way at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Our website, yeah, it's still located over there, britishtechnetwork.com. Why don't you hop on over there and check out everything that's happening at the BTN Network? You can subscribe to the news show, the Max show, the Big Show, the Photo Show, and so many other great podcasts from the British Tech Network right over there. Also, find our Facebook page and give us a little like over there or thumbs up or whatever the hell they call it nowadays at British Tech Network. Or follow us on Twitter at British Tech and come by our BTN community at our Slack room by simply going to britishtech.slack.com. The new show, back at you way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow. We will get you caught up on the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, get your week started out right. Have a great Monday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.